Technology seems to be accelerating faster these days, don't you think? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, May 1st, 2026, and we just heard Chun So-mi with Fast Forward. Now, technology is advancing at an exceptional and exponential rate, but there's something that we will continue to use no matter how advanced technology becomes, and it is the humble ballpoint pen. Now, speaking of ballpoint pens, if you've ever signed a document, scribbled a note, or absent-mindedly doodled during a meeting in Korea, chances are you've had and held a piece of history without even realizing it. Now, meet the Munami 153, Korea's very first ballpoint pen, which turns 63 today. This pen was born on May 1st, 1963, and this was when people were still dipping fountain pens into ink in Korea. But with the birth of this pen, writing suddenly became more portable, reliable, spill-free. This was nothing short of revolutionary. The name itself is charmingly poetic. Mon ami, which means my friend in French. True to its name, the pen only cost 15 won when it was launched, which was quite affordable. So, it quickly became a quiet companion for Koreans through exams, love letters, grocery lists, and everything in between. As we live in a world obsessed with speed and screens, there's something quite charming about grabbing a pen and writing a handwritten note. Don't y'all agree? So, the next time you scribble something, look down at that pen while you're using it, because you might just be holding a little piece of Korean history. All right, guys, now it's time for music. We got a great one by Chungha featuring PH1. My friend, 여기 적어줘. Would you like a coffee or tea? All right, guys. Take a break and take a deep breath in and sip on that coffee right now, or that tea, whatever you want, and relax. We got some information right now that may be of interest to you. Now, we visited Goyang with Nael on Just Go recently and talked about a huge flower festival that's ongoing until May 11th, but did you know that there's another major international garden festival that's going on in Seoul? Well, that festival opens today, and it's the 2026 Seoul International Garden Show 2026, which opens on its biggest scale yet. Stretching across Seoul Forest, the Han River, and surrounding neighborhoods in eastern Seoul, we're talking 710,000 square meters of greenery. That's less park stroll and more accidentally hit 20,000 steps. At the heart of it, a 10-kilometer walking route lined with 167 uniquely designed gardens. Think of it as a living, breathing exhibition. Part nature, part art, part urban escape. Big names are in the mix too. French landscape architect Henri Bavard is unveiling a large-scale installation, while award-winning Korean designer Hwang Ji-hae brings her Chelsea Flower Show magic to the scene. But this isn't just for garden lovers. There are more benches, thankfully, more food trucks, priorities, of course, and even multilingual QR guides so you guys can admire a garden and understand it. Maybe learn some crazy flower and plant names, too. In a city that's famous for speed and its nightlife, this might be the most refreshing innovation and invitation of all. Take a moment to slow down, smell the flowers, and touch the grass as you zone out in peace. And while you do that, listen to the song that we have for you right now. We got Uju Sonyeo with Our Garden, 우리의 정원. Ready for your next Korea adventure?
Pack light, tune in, and
just go! Welcome to Just Go! With N-A-A, I can't even spell your name, N-A-E-L-L-E, where she explores the hidden beauties of Korea and its smaller cities and districts. And of course, not just Seoul, not just Busan, not Jeju, but of course, all the places that everyone kind of misses out on. So welcome to the studio, Nael! And where are you going to take us today?
Hello, everybody. I feel like summer's already here. It's just May, but it's so hot. So,
well, it's like a weird summer. It's one of those, like, some nights this past week, it was like cold and then warm and then wet.
I'm guessing this is how summers are like Pacific Northwest.
I guess. Maybe. Or I'm just thinking Mother Nature is like, I'm going to mess with all of you.
She's screaming for help. But you know what? So I think because it's kind of that awkward, beautiful weather, we should enjoy it. Mm. Today's trip is not really a quick hop from Seoul, per se. It does take a little bit of a commitment, but okay. I'm going to say it's worth every second. It's actually Udo Island. Y'all know where that is?
Oh, Udo? Actually, I just did a show recently.
There?
Not there. It's a KBS show, actually.
Oh.
And
then you can say the name. No, you're not.
Hasn't aired yet.
Oh, surprise!
So the show hasn't aired yet. I think it airs from today's date. I want to say in about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
So that's why I can't say what show I'm on yet. I'm not sure if the network lets me say the name of the show. But yeah, the show actually, I think the person lives near Udo.
Ooh.
That's all I'm gonna say. There's the spoiler.
When did you film it?
A few days ago.
Okay, so good weather. Good weather there. I think it's
I don't know. I wasn't there.
All right.
The person living there,
I see,
had to experience it, yes.
So basically, I would say this is one of the greatest times to visit. And it's off the coast of Jeju. So beautiful.
You have to take a ferry or boat to get there.
You know what? It's so fun. I love short ferry rides because it's not a big commitment and you won't get super seasick. It's like a 15-minute hop from...
It was 20.
Sure.
On the video that I saw.
You know what? That is possibly more correct.
Yes.
But beautiful turquoise water, especially with the skies these days. Mm-hmm. The island vibe. So we're going to Udo today.
And if you're lucky, a seagull will poop on you.
Yes.
I'm only saying that because I remember when I was a kid, a seagull pooped on me in New Jersey on the boardwalk. And they say, is it the same in Korea? But in America, they say if a bird poops on you, it's supposed to bring good luck.
See, I've never heard of this until last week where I had to wash my car 2 days in a row because...
Oh, and a bird pooped on it?
Not a single bird, guys. The first day, it was a pretty big poop, but I washed it. I'm like, okay, great. All right, I washed it off. It's good.
Oh.
And then the second day, it was a swarm of birds and the entire side of my... Because I parked under the tree. Yes, I'm sorry. It's my fault. But it was all over my side window where I drive. And so I was like... And my husband said, oh, it's good luck. I'm like, somebody made that up to make you feel better. Yeah. So let's talk about how we get there. Of course, to go from Seoul to Jeju, multiple ways. But the most common way, you do take an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Jeju, you have to take a ferry and go into Udo Island from Seongsan Port. So lots of different ways to do this. And there are cruises. I've never personally been on a cruise to Jeju, but I don't know. Take your pick, but I would say take the plane.
I didn't know there were cruises.
Yeah, there are. It's a bit of a journey, but totally worth it. I've been there multiple times. I've recommended it to people.
And if you're like me and you're afraid of flying, one thing, I'm going to give you a heads up. The winds on Jeju Island are a little rough. So,
oh, yes.
The flights into Jeju Island sometimes can get a little bumpy. So then I remember going there a few times, and then the two times I went there, the plane actually had to go down. They were about to go down to the tarmac or the landing strip, whatever, and the plane actually had to go back up because it was so windy.
Ooh.
And then they had to go around the island maybe for about 10, 15 minutes before landing again until, you know, what do you call it? The plane tower people?
The control
people?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, now you can come down because it was just too windy.
I'm going to say I've been on my fair share of flights growing up abroad, but maybe not enough birds pooped on you, Brian, but it sounds like you have really bad luck with flights.
Well, actually, no. Everyone that I know went to Jeju, every single one said their planes
have been
really shaky.
Oh, but the whole...
Only Jeju, though. Not any other country or cities within Korea. They said, every time I go to Jeju, my plane's always so shaky.
But you know what? I say better on a flight when it's windy because it ends quickly than... on a ship that's shaky for like hours at a time, where you're puking.
Your life?
No, but
that's what he made it sound.
Okay,
like.
No. But wouldn't you rather land quicker on a very like shaky flight or just puking your way all the way there for several hours? I don't know.
Let's have a debate on that while this song goes out. Their first song, actually, since we're talking about Jeju, that you brought actually has the word Jeju, though, in it.
Yes. It's a famous one, but it is a remake by Taeyeon.
Oh, wait. I didn't know this song was a remake.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check it out. It's Taeyeon, The Blue Night of Jeju Island, Jeju-do의 푸른 밤. Oh, I did not know this was a remake, by the way, y'all. Yes, it was Taeyeon with The Blue Night of Jeju Island, Jeju-do의 푸른 밤. So, why specifically Udo? Like, why did you have this in mind? Have you been there before?
You know what? Yes, I have. And it was really... I like to travel on a whim. I go to random places, which is why
You're one of those... On a whim.
Yeah. I'm a very impromptu person, which I've lived and learned, especially when you're traveling internationally.
MBTI is what? Not a J.
We've talked about how completely opposite we are. I'm a capital P.
P's are on the whim people, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? It's not out of the... I would definitely do this whole, on a Friday night, hey, you guys want to go to a random island off the coast of Incheon with me right now? And I have done that. We'll talk about that island some other time.
I do that randomly.
Yeah?
No, I'm a J. Ooh. But there will be one out of a 50 chance moment where I'll be home sometimes and I'll be like, Friday night, I actually have the day off tomorrow. And I'll be like, you know, I don't want to stay home and watch the Flicks or the Plus channel today or have a glass of wine. You know what? Let's go for a drive. Let's go somewhere. Let's just get a train ticket and go back to Seoul and hang out with my friend. You know, I'll actually go on a whim and do random stuff sometimes too.
Yeah. So this trip for me, when I first went, happened because one of my friends are about to go into the military service and said, hey, you guys want to go to Jeju-do? And so a bunch of us went and then said, hey, there's this small island that you can go to where you can rent electric scooters and go around. Oh. Like, let's do it. And then we went. So Udo, right? You know what? The name Udo, first of all, apparently literally means cow island, because cow. It's shaped kind of like a lying cow, so sometimes it's called 소섬 or 쇠, like 쇠고기, 소고기.
I talked about this on that show too.
Yeah?
They showed a picture of it from afar, and over time it changes, you know.
Yeah.
Because of the water and earth, all that crap. But the thing is, to me, it does not look like a cow at all. To me, it looked like an animal. What animal did I say it looked like? It looked like one of those animals that you... I don't want to say it this way, but like that's been murdered and used into a carpet.
Oh, like flattened out body, yes. But like the head is still... okay, wow.
Like this, or like a flying squirrel.
Oh, I see. Yeah. There's no volume to their actual body, but their head is still intact. This is a wonderful image.
It looks less of a cow, but than other animals to me.
But you know what? Yeah. That's an interest. I feel like that image is going to stick with me a lot longer than an image of just a laying down cow. But yes. Yeah. So that's where it comes from.
Back in the day, it might have looked like a cow.
Oh, no. Yeah. And it got deflated. Too much diet. Guys, see, there's a healthy way. But anyways, it's very small. So it's small enough to just go around in one day. But you know what? You'll want to stay longer because I've stayed overnight as well. There's lots of things to see, like Udobong, where it's kind of the highest peak of the island. You can hike up there if you want. Or you can actually rent the ones that I said, like electric scooters or kind of like these fixed up. I don't know if you've seen them, but it's like you can have two people in, like, do you know what a tuk-tuk is in Thailand? It looks like that, but
those little carts that someone...
So I don't know exactly.
It's like
what
a moped?
Yeah. That's been turned into like a two-person thing, okay. Or just like a moped. So you can rent those and go around the whole island. Right now is actually beautiful.
Wait, when you say
weather.
Rent it, do you and your friends have to drive it around though?
Yeah.
Oh, because isn't a tuk-tuk in Thailand someone drives it for you?
Yeah, that's right. But you become technically the tuk-tuk driver. But so
is it expensive?
No, I think it's definitely affordable, but I don't know how much the prices have changed since I last went, but it was affordable, worth it, because you can get it for however long you're turning around in the island.
Okay.
So you can go visit these. You don't necessarily hike up the Udo, Udobong Peak. Mm. You can just ride up. And so Seobin Baeksa is another one. It's kind of this white sand, coral, coral sand area, and the water's very clear. And I would say I've gone during winter as well, but starting now when the skies get really blue, that's when the waters get really pretty. So okay. I would definitely recommend that. Geomeolle Haebyeon have, they have these black sands on the beach.
I've never heard of black sand.
Really? It's so beautiful.
Is it like volcanic eruption
so
stuff?
So lots of places in Jeju have volcanic rocks and related to that, but it's black sand. So it's great for photos. Definitely wear lighter color if you're going there for like a photo op thing. But
what if it gets dirty?
Then you throw the shirt.
you throw the shirt away
after, hey, it's for the photo op, y'all.
So get a cheap shirt that you know you're not going to actually want to keep.
But yeah. Honestly, I say I like this this beach a lot. But now let's talk about the food, because what they're famous for, which you can get access to in Seoul as well if you look into it. Udo is famous for tangkong or peanuts. So Udo peanuts
famous. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go all the way to an island to just eat peanuts all day.
They're not just peanuts. They usually make it into some sort of product, right?
I want a steak. I'm on an island. I want some
peanut
seafood.
Peanut steak. You know what? They do have good seafood. They have a surprisingly good Mexican place, which just...
Wait.
In
Udo?
In Udo, okay?
That's random.
There's a pretty good burger place, pretty good Mexican... Don't ask me, guys. It's there. You can look for it.
Okay, this is your corner. Of course, we're going to ask you.
I can't say the name.
This is your segment.
Are we allowed to say that? Anyway, there are these restaurants. Honestly, they're the only two on the island that are foreign. Yeah, so you can look into it, but yes, seafood as well. Lots of options for like seafood ramyeon, where you get all these things in there, but you can also sit on the beach while you eat it. It's so good.
So I know that's not udo, but it's part of Jeju-do. I went to a place in Jeju-do that had jeonbok ramyeon.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Okay, so these ramyeons have jeonbok. What is jeonbok in English?
Abalone.
Abalone, thank you. Abalone, crab, and shrimp.
I mean, it definitely costs
way more than the ramyeon itself, but the broth, I guess, is delicious.
Yeah, it's got that seafoody broth. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste
the same when you make it like that at home.
I know what you mean.
But going back to the peanut aspect of it, because that's what they're famous for. You know what? Their peanut ice cream, they have peanut udo tangkong makgeolli.
I mean, I do love peanuts.
Yeah.
I don't want to go all the way to a cow-shaped island to have peanuts.
It's not just peanuts. It's peanut-flavored things, and it's the vibe of it. And even coffee, they had like a peanut latte. It's good, okay?
What the heck is a peanut latte?
You can have some in Seoul too, but it's like a peanut flavored, almost peanut creamy.
When you say peanut, is it like peanut buttery?
Peanut creamy.
Like peanut ice cream?
Yeah. It's kind of like putting a peanut ice cream into your coffee, so it's like a peanut latte.
So I'm going to create it myself.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Do so, and that's
also
actually the big thing. Yeah,
we talked about how to get there, the distance,
right?
Seoul, Jeju, to Udo. Mm-hmm. But what's the size of the island? Do you know the size?
You know what? If you actually, I can't remember the exact circumference of the island.
If you were to walk or drive around the whole island,
so that's
in one
the
day.
Thing. Cars are very limited, and you know, putting a car into that boat and going around is another hassle as well. So when you go on that electric scooter moped thing I told you about, it would take maybe half a day to just go around.
That's small.
It is. It's very small, which is why most people only stay for like, you know, half the day, go back out into Jeju, and then move on to like Seogwipo area.
You said half a day, so it's actually bigger than Saipan then.
Oh, you know what? Yes.
Because I remember I got a moped or something like that, rented it, and went off to Saipan with my managers a long time ago. We ran out, I think we drove around the whole island in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so Saipan is actually, I was surprised at how small Saipan is, actually, but...
So Udo's bigger.
In terms of circumference, I don't remember the number, but it's fairly small that you can actually finish it in like half a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
While you're eating your peanut-flavored everything.
Exactly. If you get somebody to drive for you and then you eat in the back and then you take turns.
But, people, if you're listening, do not drink the peanut-flavored makgeolli and drive.
What? Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're not really for that here in Korea.
No.
Don't be driving
if you're going to be drinking alcoholic beverages, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but peanut ice cream does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So we got two songs coming up. What are the next songs that you want to play for us?
So, because we're on the island and we're talking about fish, seafood.
It's going to be tropical or something?
First one's going to be about a fish, yes, the song. And the second one is about a mammal that often kids, I guess, confuse for a fish. Why don't you introduce it?
Do people eat this mammal?
No.
Okay. Because I feel like I've heard people do eat it sometimes.
No.
And I was very, very mad that people will catch this. Yes. And once you hear it, you're going to be like, please don't eat this. So the first one is Jin from BTS with Super Tuna. And then the next one is going to be Oh My Girl with Dolphin. Don't eat dolphins! Yes. That was Dolphin by Oh My Girl. Now we are talking about Udo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it is off of Jeju Island, the main island, and you have to go on a ferry, and it takes about 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a word of advice as well, if you're on the ferry, hold on to your hats because some people have complained that, you know, because the ferry does go not too fast, but fast enough that if you don't hold on to your hat will fly off.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
very windy.
Sometimes seagulls will knock it off too.
If you do have a bag of chips, they might eat it. If it's just hanging open, yes, they love those certain brand of chips that are Korean that taste like shrimp.
Oh.
Yes, those.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably take any kind of chips, though.
That's true. But those fishy-smelling ones, yes, they like those.
Oh.
All right, you know what? I actually saw on our gram somebody commented and asking if the trip to Jeju is kind of worth it. And I said, yes, it's absolutely worth it if you want to get out of Seoul. But Udo is, you know, a little less traveled to by foreign tourists. But I really would want to recommend it to people who really want to see the serene side of the island. But yeah, due to the accessibility, I would say rent a car if you're arriving through Jeju City and then going through and continuing on with the rest of the island. But I think they're working on the public transportation aspect of it. But for non-Koreans, definitely make sure to bring an international license that it's still valid because you need that for the electric scooters in Udo as well.
Yeah, scooters, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you now need licenses for all of those and you have to give it to them before you can drive it. So
even the ones that are on the side of the road that you just like have to get the QR code?
Yeah. So if you don't have a license, it's illegal to drive them. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you about Jeju Island and Udo because I keep bringing up the show that I was on. Let's just say it's about foreigners. And the one foreigner that is on the show lived in Jeju and still lives there.
Oh.
And has been there for, I think, 18 years.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
Huh.
And speaks with the Jeju dialect, which is hilarious to me.
That's so great. You know what? I'm going to tune into that. But
yes.
As I said, it's definitely you can do it in a half a day trip. But I've actually spent the night there and it's kind of nice because everybody leaves after the last ferry leaves for the Jeju Island, main island again.
Or what if no one was ever there?
Oh, here we go. So I'm stranded on an island with
just
nobody.
Like in the movie,
and so it's not that scary of a vibe. I mean,
Ooh.
Yes? No.
I know your next place to go.
Where?
I just said it.
No.
It's only 10 minutes from my house.
Is that why you
picked
that place?
You know, Saimokji is an actual place.
Is that why you picked that place?
Because
you were like, oh, this
I've driven by it plenty of times. I didn't know it was near my house until someone told me. He goes like, you know, that's Saimokji right there in the corner.
And you're like, great.
I was like, we need to go there and play Bunjin Saba.
So that's not the vibe. Going back to Udo, research the right location to stay if you are going to stay overnight at Udo.
Do you have any recommendations?
There's a few Airbnbs here and there, and some of them are really great. But also research what places are open for dinner because they also shut down after everybody leaves. Or you can, you know, buy food.
What's the latest things are open? Like 8 p.m.,
9 p.m.? Yeah. After dinner, everything was just quiet and everyone went to sleep kind of thing.
Oh, there's no delivery stuff open?
As far as I went last time, no. So we went to the local market before it all closed and then gathered all their meat and then just kind of made food at home.
What about the convenience stores?
So we couldn't reach one where we were staying. So it was really...
You're not really selling this for me right now.
No, but I love it. See, guys, that's the beauty of it because you feel so stranded.
Well, actually, this is smart that Niall's telling us this. So if you are planning on going to Udo... Buy everything in advance.
Yeah.
Like around like latest 3, 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Get your water, get your drinks, get your snacks, and then go back to your Airbnb or hotel.
Yeah, so plan it out, yeah. But it feels nice to feel stranded sometimes.
Secluded. Don't listen to her. Don't go with a group of MBTIP people. Always take one J with you because J's will plan this out. J's will have a whole notebook or itinerary, like a tablet, and be like, we're going to buy this. We're going to get our sodas, our beers, our waters, our snacks.
But if you go with a group of P's, one does have to, you know, step it up, which in my case, it was me. And we didn't starve. Let's just keep it at that. Did we have the best?
You didn't starve because one of the peas obviously didn't come back from the island.
Ooh.
Just like in the movie Alive.
Yes, that's what we did to them. Bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Korea has lots of islands, like over 3,300 islands. And I haven't been to many, but I've been to quite a few random ones because of the capital.
What? We have that many islands?
On account of being capital P, I've been to random islands, sometimes by myself. But yeah, we're going to cover some of them on the corner.
But I feel like out of the 3,300, not every one of them are able to be you know, we can't go to them all, right?
You can technically somehow go if you pay the right people.
Are you part of some kind of human trafficking gig? I'm going to report you to the feds.
All right, so things are getting dicey.
Dark. We're getting a little dark. We got to get into the last song of the segment. What relation does this song have to do with today's place?
As I was saying about islands and lots of island, it's called Island.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you all for tuning in. We have two great songs taking us out. First one, B1A4 with Rock, Paper, Scissors, Kaibai Bowl. And then we have Modi Say with Hook. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.